Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Held moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Held moves to third. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Echeverrin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Freeze reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John bunts in front of the plate. Etchie Barron fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Etchie Barron for a passed ball. Weiss moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchie Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Agee steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater bunts in front of the plate. Echeverrin juggles the ball. That's an error on Echeverrin. Agee scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Barber. Romano scores. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Steve Barber. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowens moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Palfari out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.